Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak, and today's a very exciting day as we begin the wonderful world of Masechta Shviyos, the Masechta that talks about the land of Shemitah and the status of Eretz Yisrael and the halachos that surround the issues concerning Shemitah. The Mishnah begins at Emasai Chorshim B'Stei Ha'ilan Erev Shviyos. Until when can a person go ahead and plow his fields on the Erev Shviyos at the end of the sixth year? Right? And we're talking about a field of trees. We're talking about an orchard. So Beishamai Omrim Kosman Shu Yafa Lepri. Beishamai says, as long as it's good for the fruit, in other words, the plowing is good for the fruit, so then you're preparing the fruit of the sixth year, not for the benefit of preparing to grow things in the Shemitah year. And that should be okay. Beisilel Omrim Beisilel says, Ado Atzeres, that until Shavuos, where it's good for the tree, but after Shavuos, it looks like you're preparing to go ahead to plant during the seventh year. When it comes to a field of grain, which has no trees on it, you only get until Pesach. This is the halacha as a Mishnah Rishona. But it's not the halacha, because we're going to see later on that Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din got together and they said that when it comes to Pesach, that's as long as you get for a field of grain, and for Shavuos, they said that you can plow until the actual Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, but we're going to get there in a little while. So, but this is the opening salvo. This is the opening position. Ukrovim divrei elu yoske divrei elu. And we see that the first opinion is like the second opinion. Beishamai and Beishillel are very, very similar. Even though they use different determining criteria, their time frame winds up being very similar. And as I said before, and the Bartanura points out, we're going to see that this is actually going to be the first of a couple of opinions still yet to be determined, which means up until the actual Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Now, Ezo Sadeh Ha'ilan. What exactly is a field of trees as opposed to a field of grains? So, Koshlosha Ilanos Lebeisa, any three trees in a Beisa, Im Ru'yan Lasos Kikar Dvela Shal Shishimana Betalki, Chorshim, Kobe Sa Bishvilan. If they're capable of yielding a block of pressed figs with the weight of 60 Italian mana, so then you can plow the entire Beisa because of these three trees. But Bahakos Mikan, but if it can yield that amount, so then what happens? In Choshen Lahen, Ela Meloha, Ora Vesalo Vechutzalo. The only area you're allowed to plow over here, then the field is not considered a stay ha'ilan, and so therefore only the area around the tree itself can be plowed until Shavuos, but the rest of the field is a stay ha'lavan, is a field of grain which can only be plowed until Pesach. Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ezras Hashem will continue with the discussion of how far and how much over here when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.